This Speed's Too Much to Stop, written by Sarah YYY and read by Annalise O10. Fandom, Yuri on Ice, anime. Pairing, Yuri Plisetsky, Otabek. Rating, general audiences. Summary. The man trails off, frowning. Do you dislike Prince Otabek? He asks quietly. Yuri arches his eyebrows. I've never met Prince Otabek, he says truthfully. But if he has to go to all this trouble to find someone to marry him, then logically there must be something wrong with him. Yuri doesn't mean to leave after the gala. After all, he'd made a promise to his grandfather that he would stay for the entire duration, and even attempt to not look like he was being forced into attending for diplomatic reasons. But JJ just wouldn't stop talking, and Victor was of no help at all, what with him mooning over the goddamn Japanese Yuri, who was drunk and dry-humping Victor. Jesus fucking Christ. But here he is, disappointing his grandfather anyway, away from the ballroom in the Royal Gardens, but at least there's peace and quiet here, and he won't have to bleach his eyeballs at the end of the night. His grandfather would understand. Probably. Yuri Plisetsky? A deep voice calls from behind him, and fuck it, so much for peace and quiet. What? Yuri snaps. You're not at the gala, the stranger says. Are you lost? Would you like me to walk you back to the ballroom? Yuri snorts. Ugh, if I'm not in the ballroom, it's because I have no wish to be there, he says. Now, if you'll leave me you don't enjoy the gala, comes the next astute observation from the man, even before Yuri is able to politely, because asking impolitely would probably cause a diplomatic incident, with how sensitive all the people here tonight are. Ask him to leave. He barely keeps himself from rolling his eyes. No, I don't enjoy the gala, he confirms. The man trails off, frowning. Do you dislike Prince Otabek? He asks quietly. Yuri arches his eyebrows. I've never met Prince Otabek, he says truthfully. He and Victor had arrived much later than Yudi's grandfather, and had both skipped the audience with the king and Prince Otabek. But if he has to go through all this trouble to find someone to marry him, then logically there must be something wrong with him. The man's frown deepens at Yudi's words, and it suddenly occurs to Yuri that bad-mouthing the monarch of the country he's currently in is probably not the best idea. He's not had the chance to artfully backtrack yet when the man says, let's go somewhere else. What? You don't like the party, and I know somewhere better than the gardens that we can go, comes the simple reply. Yuri's eyes narrow. I don't even know who you are. You may call me Becca, the man, Becca, says. The gala is going to last at least 3 more hours. The Royal Garden is nice, but not that nice. Becca's words make sense, and Yuri is already bored of the gardens anyway. He takes stock of Becca. He's well-groomed, dressed in what looks to be a ridiculously expensive suit. He's bigger than Yuri, but Yuri reckons he's more agile, and could probably outrun Becca if he has to. But what settles it for Yuri is that Becca looks honest. Like he couldn't be a bad guy even if he wanted to. What about you? Yuri asks. Don't you have to be at the party? Becca waves a dismissive hand. I came only to look for one person, and he's not inside. Yuri considers his words, and then shrugs and says, okay, lead the way. Becca takes him to the Royal Ice Rink. It's really nothing much, Becca says as Yuri makes a pleased noise. You must have bigger, better rinks back home, but over here, this is already extravagant. The royal family would be hard-pressed justifying anything bigger. Yuri vaguely remembers being told by his grandfather that Prince Otabek enjoys skating, and, that if all fails, Yudi and Victor should try to engage Prince Otabek in conversations about his hobby. Huh. He wonders how Prince Otabek is on the ice. Go on, Becca says, pointing to the skates lined by the side. Try the rink out. Yudi does. He does a few rounds on the rink, and then a few flips and spins. He does a few rounds on the rink, then a few spins and flips, and he's really starting to feel like he should seriously thank Becca, because he's feeling a lot better than he has the entire day. When he stills, he's laughing softly. He turns back to find Becca, watching him at the side of the rink, and feels an inexplicable warmth in his stomach. Do you skate? He calls out to Becca. Not as well as you do, Becca says. Yudi bites back the washbish, that goes without saying, that he would normally say in such a situation. Because Becca doesn't seem to be saying it to gain Yuri's favor. He's saying it like it is, telling Yudi a fact. Come skate with me, he says, and knows from the way Becca's lips curl into a tentative smile that it's the right thing to say. In an attempt to make Becca feel less out of place on the rink, Yudi purposefully keeps to his simpler routines, but only a few minutes of making circles around the rink go by before Becca is frowning at him and telling him to enjoy himself. Yudi doesn't tell Becca that he's already enjoying himself, despite everything. It's nice being here, in the Royal Ice Rink, with Becca, just silently making circles. The thought makes his cheeks flush a little. He does as Becca tells him to do, and to his astonishment, Becca starts following his moves, matching him jump for jump, spin for spin, and Yudi is a little in love. You're trained, he says, glaring at Becca a little. I didn't say I wasn't, Becca tells him, smiling a little, and then he straightens up and says, I wasn't lying to you, though. I don't do this professionally. I'm really not as good as you are. Liar, Yudi says, before he's able to stop himself. While Becca's jumps weren't as neat or controlled as Yudi's were, watching him skate was something else. You were perfect, he breathes out. Becca's eyes widen just a touch at Yudi's words, and he shifts closer to Yudi. Yudi, caught in the moment, leans in closer to Becca too. Yudi's heart is beating the wildest rhythm out in his chest, and he's so sure that Becca is going to kiss him. So sure that he's going to let him, when Becca takes a step back and says, You're not how I remember you to be. Yudi blinks, uncomprehending. His face is still flushed, he's sure, and his heart is still racing. Have we met before? Becca looks away from him. You wouldn't have remembered, he says quietly. You were still so young when we first met, but we came here as well. What? You were still too young to skate, Becca continues, still not meeting Yudi's eyes. But you latched onto my back and made me do the skating. We didn't go fast, couldn't really, but you said you liked the way it made you feel like you were flying. Yudi finishes for Becca, and Becca's eyes snap to his. I've heard my grandfather tell that story before. I was 3 the last time I came here, and I was with Prince Otabek. Becca clears his throat. I am Prince Otabek. Yudi stares at him. What? I didn't mean to mislead you earlier tonight. Becca... His Royal Highness Prince Otabek, says. I just didn't know how to tell you. Yudi has questions. So many questions. He doesn't know what they are, but once he's processed this whole thing, he'll have all the questions. What the fuck? But that was 20 years ago. You were barely older than I was then. How do you still remember? Otabek is very serious when he replies, You don't forget the moments that are important to you. And damn, Yudi's cheeks are back to feeling way too warm. What do you want with me? he asks, and maybe he's sulking a little at the thought of Otebek being able to get to him so easily when they've really only known each other for half a night. I. Otebek trails off and then clears his throat. He starts again. I would like your permission to court you. Court me, Yudi echoes, disbelief drenching every syllable. Otebek nods. As in, with dates and stuff. Otebek nods again. Yudi's eyes narrow. What kind of dates? He asks, because he's genuinely curious, and because Otebek has been interesting this whole night. The fact that Yudi's heart is still beating at twice its normal rate doesn't factor into anything at all. I haven't thought that far ahead yet, Otebek confesses, and for the first time he looks upset. If you'd give me some time, he says in a rush, I can drop a plan for your approval. Yudi's lips twitch despite himself. Can I make a suggestion? Of course, Otebek says, again, very seriously. More skating, Yudi tells Otebek, extending his arm out to offer his hand to Otebek. A lot more skating. Otebek smiles and takes his hand. The end. Thanks for listening.